They said he has stage 4 terminal cancer in every organ in his body. Only has a few weeks at best to live. Just as clear as a bell, this was the fourth time I'd heard the audible voice of God in my life. I heard the king say, "Son, tell Ed to call the men of the church to pray over him and I will heal him." But see, I didn't know him that well back in those days. I just barely did know him. So I go home and I get the Bible down and I start reading. I start reading and I come to James 5, 14, 15, 16 several hours later. "Is any among you sick? Let them call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint them with oil and the prayer of faith will save the sick." I went to him and I told him, I said, "Ed, I have a word from the Lord for you." That's the first time I'd ever made that statement. And so I read that to him and told him that that was from the Lord and that the Lord would heal him if he would do that. And he said, "Thurman, I'm 42 years old. I've been in church all my life. I've never heard that preached on, never heard it taught on Sunday school." He said, "If something that powerful still worked today, you know somebody would have taught us that." I said, "Well, maybe they don't know it." I said, "Ed, I'm a Sunday school teacher and a deacon in the Baptist church. I didn't know it was there till last Wednesday night." I went to Ed three times as he's dying in the hospital. And finally, I told him, I said, "Ed, when you get out of the hospital this time," I said, "read James 5, 14, 15, 16 out loud over and over and over till faith comes." Monday night of the third week, my phone rings just as I walked in the house. He said, "Thurman, it's Ed." He said, "I've been reading those verses." And he said, "Just like you said, that is a promise from God to heal me." He said, "I'm too young to die. So I do not want to die at 42. If you will call some of the men, have them come down to the chapel, I'll have Ruthie drive me down there at 7 o'clock. We'll be there at 7. Y'all come and we'll pray." So I started calling men, and those men called men. And at 7 o'clock, 28 men showed up at Lakeland Baptist Church to pray for a sick man. Of course, I couldn't get the pastor or the church administrator. They were both out of town. So God was going to do it just with his deacons and Sunday school teachers. And that's what he used. And we prayed 2 solid hours for Ed. I'd never been in a Baptist church in my life where we had a prayer meeting lasted more than 30 minutes. Even on Wednesday night, it never lasted more than 30 minutes. But this one lasted 2 hours. And we prayed for Ed Brock, and then we went home, and Ed walked out of there just as weak as he walked in. But I didn't hear from him for 2 or 3 weeks. So I didn't call. I didn't have enough faith. But when he was back in Sunday school about 3 or 4 weeks later, I said, "Ed, I said, how are you feeling?" He said, "Thurman, it's awesome." He said, "I just went to the doctor this week, and the doctor said this thing that was all over me appears to be going away." And 6 months later, it had gone away completely, totally. He was completely healed. And then he came to me and asked me a question. "Why do you think this devastating sickness came upon me?" I said, "Ed, I have no idea. I mean, I'm brand new in this. This is the first man I ever saw healed in my life." I said, "I only know one that would have the answer, and it's God." I said, "Pray and ask him to give you the answer." Even in those days, I believe God would talk to you. Because I'd heard him 4 times myself, audibly. Ed began to pray. And then one night he opened set his Bible down on the back and was going to read, and it fell open to Psalms 106. Psalms 106, let's start with about verse 10. I'll just kind of summarize the first few verses there. It's talking about how they came out of Egypt, how God led them out, brought them through the Red Sea and all the things they did, and they saw all these miracles and all those wonderful things. Start right there, verse 7, and we can go on down. "Our father understood not the wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of the mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea." They did that, didn't they? God wasn't too happy with them, I'll tell you for sure. "Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known." See, God has a plan for everything. Although they wasn't pleasing him, he still saved them and brought them through the Red Sea, verse 9 and 10. "He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up, so he led them through the depths as through the wilderness." What can God do? I mean, you just got to realize what he can do. "And he saved them from the hand of him," Pharaoh, "that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy." Even when we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, God still loves us. You know, and he brought you to where he did today, even back like we've done those wicked things we did years ago and all the sins we committed, aren't we glad that he loved us enough to bring us through all that? I am. And then verse 11 and 12. And the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. He did. He killed every one of their enemies. Then believed they his words. They sang his praise. Can you imagine if you'd been on the other side out there? You'd been running through this sand, trying to get all the way across the Red Sea. And you got to remember, how many people do we have here? About 3 or 4 million. In other words, the Dallas, complete Dallas Metroplex, you are going to raise and take the entire Metroplex of 3 or 4 million people up Interstate 35 toward Oklahoma. That's what's going through the Red Sea. Let's throw something else in to complicate it. Let's throw 10 million animals, chickens, dogs, cats, sheep, goats, oxen, 10 million of them. You're going to take them through with you. See, people forget the magnitude of what's going on. Everybody thinks about the movie they saw when it was a few thousand people, maybe a couple of thousand, that went through the Red Sea with a few little things. And of course, the movie, when you saw the movie, it showed them carrying the sick and everything else. But it didn't. That's not true. The Word of God says when they went across there, there was not one sick, not one feeble, not one weak among them. God had healed them all. Their old was strong. He healed the old people so they would be strong, so they could run through the sands to get away from the Pharaoh. For a little while, everybody was healed. Then after they saw this, they believed his works and they sang his praise. Can you imagine the praise after they watched the waters come over and cover their enemies? Wow, they're praising God. Woo! Isn't it amazing how we can praise him whenever he does something magnificent like that for us? Wow. And then let's see what happened in the next couple of verses. They soon forgot his works. Do we do that? How long does it take us to forget? Sometimes not very long, does it? We soon forgot his works. We wait not for his counsel, but they lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. He don't like none of that. So they're asking him for all kinds of things. Now they're fed up with their manna. They're out here in the desert and they're saying, God, we want some meat to eat. And so let's see what God did. And he gave them their requests, but he sent leanness into their souls. In the King James, if you're not careful, you'll read that 1,000 times just like I did and you'll never understand that. You know what that means? The American, there's 3 or 4 translations that has it exactly right. In other words, he gave them their request, but he sent a very terrible disease to destroy them. A wasting disease. So the NLT says, so he gave them them what they asked for, but he sent a plague along with it. In other words, if you are his child and you think you're doing everything right, and you're going to church serving God, and you're standing up worshiping and singing and praising every Sunday with your hands raised, screaming and praising God, and then all of a sudden, everything's going good, and you forget who he is. You know, well, I don't need to go to church next Sunday. And then first thing you know, you're out of church every Sunday. And then you're praying for things. Lord, things ain't going just exactly right. I know. You ain't doing what I'm telling you to do. That's why they ain't going just exactly right. I'm telling you to come back home. Lord, I need you to fix me. I need all these things. He said, okay. I know, just like these people here. We want meat. We're hungry out here. We're tired of this manna every day. We want some quails or something. And God says, okay. So the next morning, he sent millions of quail. I mean, they flew through 3 feet off the ground, just real slow. People just reached out of the air and got them. Killed them and cooked them and started eating them. And it says, while the meat was still in their teeth, some of them started dropping dead. He sent a wasting disease to destroy it. Now then, why did I tell you all this? Because back with Ed Brock, when Ed read that morning, that God sent a wasting disease, he knew that wasting disease was the one that he had had. And then he thought, what was his question to me? Why did this sickness come upon me? Here I am in church every Sunday morning, every Sunday night. I give God every Sunday. My wife and I come to church every Sunday, not every once in a while, every Sunday. And we tithe and we walk in love with each other. So why did this terrible disease come upon me? Because this is why. Ed give God one day a week. I mean, after all, what else does God want? Should he be happy with one day a week? I mean, when you leave church Sunday evening, shouldn't you be able to go do what you want to do in the morning? Do you need to pray in the morning? Do you need to thank God for your food in the morning? Do you? Oh, but you know, some people don't. Some people never think about God after Sunday. Some people never come to church on Sunday until they get sick. I had several people yesterday in school say, I was out of church until like this terrible disease came upon me, and then I got back in church. I thought, oh, that's why it came upon you. How many of them had told me that yesterday at the healing school? I thought, isn't that sad? Let me tell you how to never get sick. Obey God and do what he says. Let me tell you how to get healed. Repent of your sin. You knew that answer, huh, Rosemary? Repent of your sin and get back in the book and do what God says and put him first. How many days a week?
7 days.
7 days a week. This is what God spoke to Ed and told him. He said, Ed, you are a spiritual whore. He said, you give me one day a week and then you give the world six. So Ed repented, told God he was sorry, that he would give him all 7 days, and Ed's still giving God 7 days a week. And Ed has never had a relapse of that cancer to this day. And he's still alive today. But yet at 42, it was over, the doctor said. But God had a plan. He was going to heal Ed, but the whole thing was to teach me how to do what I do today. You know, because I had no idea that sin and sickness were directly related. But let me tell you, after 30 years of doing this, I'm telling you, if you ain't sinning, you ain't sick. If you're pleasing God in everything you're doing, you're not sick. But if you're not pleasing Him, if you ain't sick now, just be patient. You will be. It will come upon you.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, With the Blood of Jesus, Nothing is Impossible, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.